Have you seen that video of that UFO at the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem?
Yes, I have. It's certainly on the internet.
What do you think of it?
Well, I applied some psychic ability to read the energy coming off that. You know, the video itself shows a very bright light at some distance in a dark sky. It's impossible to tell what's behind the light. But reading the energy signature, as I call it, of that craft is very clear. It has dark energy, meaning it's a concoction. It's not a real UFO in the sense of a star craft piloted by somebody from another star system. It is a human concoction put up there by the cabal, that global power control group that is also behind the UFO cover-up. And they are trying to muddy things up with fake apparitions in the sky, whether it's
holograms and things like that.
3D solid holograms, very advanced technology. And occasionally, especially in daytime, running their own copycat anti-gravity craft, they've somewhat crudely back-engineered from crashed star visitor craft. And they're putting on their own kind of counter display to the star visitors' genuine appearances in the sky, trying to confuse people.
Yeah, why the confusion, Richard? Why are they trying to do this?
Well,
in your opinion.
That's more than an opinion, it turns out. I have information from remote viewers, including star visitors who've looked into the future, that the cabal is planning to, as their power starts to loosen over Earth, they have the ultimate backup plan, and that's to conduct a fake alien invasion. And of course, to do that, they're going to need to have credible, or at least apparently credible, vehicles in the sky, whether it's
sure, that's true. This is what under Project Bluebeam
or lights in the sky at night. And if they couple that with some of their Star Wars weapons, then they're going to have a scene like out of War of the Worlds movie, where a craft comes floating overhead and a beam comes out and something blows up. And they hope enough of that, and the people of Earth will say death to the extraterrestrial invaders. And you know, it's the old game of keeping people focused on a made-up enemy out there so they don't pay attention to the oppressor who's got his foot on their neck here at home.
Yeah, if it's not an actual war, then they're going to create something else in space.
Yep.
Well, and they may pull off something like that. Is that Project Bluebeam, isn't it?
Well, That if you're talking about the blue beam that's talked about on the internet, that's disinformation. But it's modeled on actual cabal plans. Although the way it's described in those write-ups you see on the internet happen to be factually incorrect. But there is a back pocket plan to conduct a fake alien invasion if all else fails, and the cabal needs to really get people riled up about something else.
So you think this this sighting in Jerusalem is man-created by the cabal?
Absolutely. And I begin to worry about why did they pick the Dome of the Rock or the site of Solomon's Temple. That wasn't by accident.
No.
And the little wheels start to churn in my head, and I figure they may, if things get desperate enough, do something like some desecrating action to that site with a UFO, or at least a supposed UFO involved, so that people say those dirty, godless extraterrestrials don't even respect our holy sites. You know, screw them. Let's blow them out of the sky.
Huh. Since you were last with me almost 3 years ago, lots of new listeners to this program. Let's go back a little bit, Richard. Tell us about your work with the Star Seeds Project, what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at BASIC, it is working with the newer kids today, a huge percentage of whom are star kids, and with grown-ups who are star seeds. You know, if a star kid has an 18th birthday, they're not a kid anymore. They're an adult. This population came to my attention when I was working with people who've had close encounters. And as I continued in contact with them, I noticed that the kids they had, after they had had these close encounters, mm-hmm. were much more advanced than the regular kid of past years.
You were seeing a pattern there, weren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. And a combination of deductive reasoning and research and some information from the star visitors led me to conclude that there has been, in the recent years, a widespread effort by the star visitors to upgrade human genetics so that we wouldn't be as violent and aggressively territorial and over-materialistic as some of the worst elements of our society have been in the past.
They're not doing a good job at that, Richard.
Well, you got to look at the percentages. There's still plenty of regular humans who've not been upgraded out there, and that's where the mischief is coming from. But the star kids in the youngest population, grade school and below, 96% of the kids are star kids. It's fewer as we go up.
Are they intelligent in school? Are they good?
They're extremely intelligent. Sometimes, though, their ways of processing information and arriving at conclusions don't follow traditional pathways, so that teachers either scratch their heads or get frustrated.
But they are humans, right?
They are mostly human. Well, let me back up two more squares.
All right.
The human race, period, is hybrid. We were bioengineered by the star visitors about 275,000 years ago, where they took some Earth primate genetics.
Is this the Anunnaki theory of Sitchin and Sumeria and all that?
Sitchin is a dirty word to me. He's heavily disinformation laden that his stuff is read with caution.
You know, he's not with us anymore.
Yes, I know. anyway, he kind of distorted what I'm about to say, which is the factual version of facts, that we were bioengineered about 275,000 years ago into Homo sapiens, and the reason for the missing link is there was no smooth evolutionary curve beyond a certain point. There was a huge jump, and they came in and bioengineered the gap with some of their own genes for intelligence and dexterity, and lo and behold, emerged Homo sapiens. And they let that experiment go for about 125 or 50,000 years, and saw that the recipe needs some more work, mm-hmm. because humans were still too aggressive and not spiritual-minded enough. And so they came back and did an upgrade, and that was what our anthropologists call Homo sapiens sapiens, modern man. And they let that one go about 125,000 years, and we moved up in development, in civilization, but hit a point where our technological and material development were way ahead of our spiritual moral development, so that we had things like technology that crushes the environment, and perhaps the worst case, the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
The war machine.
And Star Visitor said, whoa, the recipe needs a little more work. So they started coming down and visiting people, borrowing a little of their reproductive material and upgrading it, putting it back in. And then when they went on to have kids, these kids were much brighter, double handfuls of psychic abilities, grew up faster, had a cosmic perspective,